Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly,
And Todd Rowland.
and we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. Today we're here with Elena, co-founder of Pet Store Direct. So we're excited to talk with her and go over their history, their philosophy, and the education that they can bring to the grooming industry.
Hello,
Morning.
everybody. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So if you just want to kind of give us a little history of Pet Store Direct and what you guys do and what your role is, and we'll go from there.
Yes, absolutely. So we entered the grooming industry by chance as our brand Dog Fashion Spa. And groomers loved it, but they started asking us for more products. My partner and I, Domenico and I, never thought we would have a distribution company, but one by one, we started adding. I think we added uniforms, and all of a sudden, we started selling clippers. And before you know it, we have thousands of items. So it's kind of very surreal. We're living the American dream. I'm from Russia, he's from Italy. We came here a long time ago, as young adults. And it's just a pleasure and an honor to service the grooming industry. And kind of the rest is history. The company is growing really fast, for sure. There's a big team behind what you see in every department, and we're just really happy, in a really good place.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we know almost every expo and conference that we go to, you guys are there. And then, you're giving all these products, all this education on the products to the groomers. That's one thing that I really love. So what are some tips? I know you guys do, let's talk about your brand ambassadorship pro or brand affiliate program, right, for a minute. Can you kind of go over that? I know I was kind of overwhelmed by the thought of it, thinking that, I had to be this big name with all these followers in order to set something like that up, when all what I really was wanting to do was to have a landing place that I could refer all the products that we recommend to our clients that just don't really understand so much where to go and where they can get them without it being so complicated. So you kind of simplified that for us, and gave us that space. So if you could maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. So we have three parts of our business, right? We have a website, and then we go to trade shows. We support a lot of trade shows during the year to go see groomers there and help them get the products that they love. And then we also have a beautiful showroom in West Palm Beach, Florida. So the website business is where we take the opportunity to give groomers a chance also to generate more money. By suggesting creating their own page, we help them do that, and then suggesting it to their clients or maybe sharing it with other groomers. And then when they shop, they basically earn commissions. And it's an old concept, but I was just surprised how many groomers were not aware of that. So I started giving Barclay seminars, and I'm very grateful for Barclay to give me a chance to kind of share my knowledge with the groomers. The basic idea behind it is that you become an affiliate and you pick, again, we have thousands of items. And every groomer that we know suggests something to their clients. Okay, I
Yeah.
want them to have this brush. I want them to have these wipes. I want them to have this ear cleaner because we are the authority, right? It's a known fact that dog parents see groomers a lot more often than vets. And groomer basically becomes that first point of identifying if there are issues with dog skin and obviously behavioral issues. So they end up recommending a lot of products to their clients, and then they just don't have maybe a single point of sending them, okay, go here and this is where you can find everything without looking for it. So what we're creating is we're creating a space for them to have their own page on our website. So let's just say I'm Molly's Grooming, right? And then you would have a page on petstore.direct website that will have all the products that you choose and you would like to recommend. We create a nice banner on it. So the clients know that it's their page. And then when they send them a link to that page, basically whatever they end up buying on the website, it does not need to be one of the chosen products that the groomer picked. They earn commission. So that's the basic idea.
Well, that's nice. 'Cause I know, like, before this, we're in the process of still building ours, so we're really excited to offer that because I know this is everywhere, but we're in that doodle craze especially, and you see so many matted dogs and people, and it's just like ha you tell them to brush, you tell them these sprays, you know, as groomers too. One good thing I really like about this is we all recommend something different. We all have our favorite products out there. So this isn't just one company. You guys are a distributor. So you do have different brands and different products. So I think it hits a lot of the stuff that different groomers want to recommend. It's not an Amazon link that, you send and then the pet parent gets overwhelmed because it leads them to so many other things. It's one site, everything they need, they from one distributor, and then they can just very clearly defined, good pictures. It's just the clients that we've sent to that site, really, I don't know, they're enjoying it. They're actually buying the products and, seeing the information, not just forgetting about it. And the fact that you can sync it with your social media and you can sync it with your website, even if they forget or it gets lost in text message, they know they can just go to your website, like, what was that brush that they recommended? And then they're like, oh yeah, here it is right here. So I don't know. It's just seeing how easy it was to organize and put up there. And to me, it's really just the access to the clients that they're actually getting the products that we are recommending for their pets that, like you said, we're the ones that see them, we're the ones that work on them. So I don't know. I was very excited when I heard what this actually was, and that we could share it with the clients and tailor it so specifically to our pup's needs.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think you're right on. I really believe that it goes beyond just putting products in the hands of people, right? The same thing is happening with us at a trade show. So first we have a very difficult choice what to bring.
Right.
It gets a little crazy. There were two trucks going to Intergroom recently. We started going to trade shows with two trucks, not just one. But we make this decision, what should we bring, right? We can't bring everything, like thousands and thousands, but trust me, we bring over 1,000 SKUs to a trade show. But it's really about trying to help groomers at a trade show get what they want, because they were waiting for it, they registered, they took time away from work, they saved the money. Now they're there, and what is that best product that we can bring there? But it's really about also recommending and having that opportunity. I know we're really busy on the floor, but having an opportunity to explain some products to them and why they're here, introducing new things. And I think it goes beyond just selling products to dog parents, because I think a lot of time groomers struggle with their clients giving them enough respect, paying happily money for grooming, tipping them. So you really come across as an authority on dog health, on their dog, that you really care about. So I can see how the whole transformation of this relationship, dog parent groom, are happening once you show, okay, I have a professional page. These are professional products that are proven to work. It's not just some bottle. There's merit to have an affiliate program on Amazon. Those links expire in 24 hours, but it works for some people. We don't expire our links that fast. They last for several months. So even if they click on your text, and then they decide to buy the week later, you still earn commissions. But again, I think it goes beyond just trying to earn commissions. It's becoming an authority. It's having that professional image and really caring for your clients and what they need. Because often we can't do it all just in one session, right?
Right. And yeah, that definitely adds that professionalism. So I didn't even, think to mention that part of
Yeah,
it.
that's what I see of it, is especially like if you're just getting started out or something and people are not sure who you are in the community yet and you're already sharing that stuff, like, oh gosh, they're legitimate. They have all this going on. So
They know what they're talking about,
yeah.
which does help. So what are some, I guess, into that professionalism and into kind of marketing yourself as like an expert, what are some tips that you can give out for groomers that are thinking about using this or just in general?
So I think the first, it starts with what you're recommending, right? And everybody knows that clients and clientele. But in general, what we see is start with the products that people definitely buy. There's this love-hate relationship with selling shampoo to dog parents. A lot of people think that if I sell them a little bottle of shampoo, then they will not come to me as often. But the reality has proven that it's wrong and it's not valid. Because what happens is dog parents end up buying some shampoo anyway, somewhere on some random website that we may not want them to use right on their dog. And it just interferes with all the great work and products we're using when they bring the dog to us. And let's be honest, they're probably not going to end up using it. But if they would like to give a bath in, we said it does not mean that we are okay now delaying how often they need to come to us. It does not compromise that. But I think statistics shows tells us that almost 80% of small dog owners sleep with their dogs in bed. I think it's higher for small dogs, but it's amazing. Even large dogs sleep in owners' beds. You know, pets are the new kids. So let's just say I have three dogs, and they go to pee in Irina Pinkusevich every 4 weeks. But also at the warehouse, and they're at the office all the time. It is not nearly enough for me to keep them clean, so they need a bath in between,
Well,
right?
we know that we've had people when we've had price increases, you know, they'll be like, well, I just need to start doing it myself. And they'll go to one of the self washing dog stations and they do that one time and they're calling us back. I'll be more than glad to pay the price. This is too much work. So, yeah, I can see where even if they get the product, they still may not actually, there's not like
Use
they're
it.
gonna, it's not like it's gonna push the groomer out even more weeks. They're still gonna need the groomer.
I think the right people will stay, and not that it makes them the wrong people, but they're just not a fit for our business. We can't help every single dog parent, right? As much as we want to. We have a business to run, we care for the pets we take care of. And you're right, it's like in COVID when people got stuck with their own kids at home, they start thinking, maybe it's not the teacher, right? That's kind of a similar situation. So first shampoos, and then think about on a day-to-day basis, what do? They walk their dog, right? So they need wipes. I love wipes that are medicated with silver, for example, to wipe the butt of the dog. And then they need waterless shampoos to spray on those wipes. I think when we look at the dog, they are looking for advice. And if we just rush them out of the door, we're missing an opportunity to educate dog parents. So instead of complaining about how they bring the dog and the butt is full of poop and how can they possibly do that, you know, we're going to take a step back and say and explain how that acid really hurts Josie, you know, and that, you know, here are the wipes and the waterless shampoo that you can use to clean her butt every time she goes out. This way it doesn't hurt her because forget about the fact that Josie sleeps in bed with you, and how is that possible? We're gonna skip that. Like, so try to do no shaming, but help first. So that's first. And then if you know the dog has some behavioral issues or is scared, essential calming oils and a happy hoodie. And all we need to do sometimes is just ask a question. Is she scared of thunderstorms? Because I know that she's nervous on the table. And then obviously if we see the smelly ears, if there's an ear infection, it's not enough for us just to clean those ears with the right ear cleaner. That's a no-brainer. And they know that, you know, Josie has an ear infection. I did what I could. Here's a great medicated ear cleaner I recommend. If you could just use that spray, chewing on paws. And so that's kind of like day-to-day necessities, brushes, dematting sprays. We know they don't brush their dogs, and we know very few of them will. But if they have a dematting spray that actually smells fantastic, right? Botanica, Dog Fashion Spa, Hydra, something that's like a very luxury, we see that the probability of them brushing the dog is higher. I'm not a big fan of selling slicker brushes that can hurt the dog. I suggest those that have protected pins because dog parents kind of don't know what they're doing. But a lot of them will use a brush. And then, of course, if there are any kind of skin issues, you can recommend a lotion. And, you know, for your bougie clientele, I always say, do put those perfumes out with Smell Me stickers on them and let them smell it. And if they love how Josie smells, and here's the perfume they can take home. Just educate them, not to spray in the dog's eyes. Should be
Right.
self-explanatory, but just kind of don't do anything stupid. Don't be afraid to you'll be surprised how many we have dog parents walking in buying folding tables. Like, really? When people have money, sometimes they think the dog is worth it. My dogs are worth it. I
Yeah.
spend more money on their hair than on my own, and they can't have anything they need.
We had a client Saturday, and one of the mobiles went to her house, and she had the full setup. I mean, the dryer on the stand and everything that she went and bought, used it one time, and she's like, "Well, y'all take this off my hands. This is more work than what I thought it was going to be." So she wanted to do it at home, so she did go out and buy all the right products,
And
and
she wanted the best for her fur baby, but
after
then.
doing it one time, she realized that it is worth paying the groomer. And so that was neat. So we're actually taking that stuff off of her hands. And I do know one thing that we really learned in your that was a good tip that you gave in your class is that we don't need to, we order stuff in gallons. Don't put our favorite gallons on the site for your clients. They're not going to order a gallon of shampoo. Actually, pick the right sizes that you would want your clients to buy.
Absolutely. I think this is just some of the things what not to do. So when you have your own affiliate page, first of all, do work with us or the affiliate company that you picked. Give you a picture, right? So we can't create a nice banner without a nice picture. So invest in a nice picture, maybe the one that shows you if you're mobile, your mobile van, you with the dog. So make it personable. So they will realize that, oh yes, it's Elena's page when I clicked on it. And then really think about it. How many don't spend just a little bit of time and you can share that information with us. We can build the page and choose the products for you. But if you're buying gallons, chances are your clients are not going to buy a gallon. Just
Yeah.
take time to add a 16-ounce bottle for them. Just it has to be dog parent friendly. Unless you're an influencer, and I think this name influence is kind of scary and intimidating. I love groomers who don't necessarily you don't have to be famous, but they just love sharing and they love sharing their journey. Sometimes there's a lot of judgment when people are recording themselves and sharing with the world their grooms, thinking that they're teaching. There's a difference between teaching and just sharing their journey. So a lot of groomers, I love when if you're a social person, and let's say if you don't have a good luck with clients buying products, then build a page for our other groomers. Now, in this case, feel free to put gallons, anything you want, right? Your favorite products. And if you're sharing in social your work and your journey as a groomer and how you're growing and learning with the world, then it's a great opportunity to then create a page where people can just quickly go and buy the product that they just saw you use.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's awesome. Ahead.
So what other shows are you guys planning to be at this year? Where then actually physically have your booth set? Where can we find you?
Great question. First of all, my partner and I, Domenico and I, are heading to Germany to bring Dog Fashion Spa brand to the international market. So we're about to leave next week. We're very
That's
excited.
exciting. Yeah.
Very
Congratulations.
exciting, for
Yeah.
sure, for sure. And the brand is growing. We're just very, very happy with the response to our recent products, the de-shedding shampoo, the de-matting spray, the scissoring spray is taking off. More products are coming. So we're excited. We took a little bit of a pause to work on the brand and really listen to the groomers, what they needed before we would launch new products. So we're heading to Germany. Right after that, we're extremely excited about the new Barclays show, The Heart of American Kansas City. So
Okay.
it's the first year. If anybody's around that area, I believe it will focus this year just on classes and the trade show. There will be no competition, but I can just see how it's going to be an incredible opportunity to connect with people. And we're bringing our booth there, and we're supporting Barclay in this endeavor. And it's just really exciting to come to Kansas City. After that, PetQuest in Ohio. Looking forward to that show. In between, for those of you who are not aware, Hydrus is having a huge MegaMazon event in Orlando. So in the beginning of June, Hydrus is having, I believe, a 2-day extravaganza event. They're celebrating 20 years in business as a global company. So we're going to be a part of that. After Ohio, it's going to be All-American Show in Chicago. It's a very important market for us. We love groomers in that area. We can't wait to be there. And then, of course, Hershey Groom Expo in Pennsylvania. And don't quote me on the, because this is, I call it the marathon of fall. Sometimes the order switches, but I believe it's going to be Dallas first and then New England. And after that, it's going to be fun in the sun. And there is a small show that Chuck from Groomers Helper owns. It's called Groom South. We actually host it in West Palm Beach, Florida, in the beginning of December every year. So if you feel like coming to Florida in December, I believe that's December 7th, we're going to host the competition there as well. So again, Kansas City, PetQuest Ohio, All-American in Chicago, Groom Expo in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and then New England, Dallas, fun in the sun, of course, our backyard here in Florida. And we're gonna end the year with Groom South here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
My gosh, yeah, we were in Florida this winter for a couple months, and we got there the weekend after Groom South. So I was disappointed to miss it last year, but it's on our to-do list this year. So we're excited to check that one out. But
Great. Sounds like you're a very busy person.
yeah.
We are. You know, I'm amazed about how far people travel to our showroom in West Palm Beach, Florida. And let's be honest, there are not that many stores in the country. I don't know of any of like that magnitude. And we're excited that we're building a new warehouse. So a year from now, we will be moving into a new space, a new showroom. But our showroom, I call it a candy store for groomers. This is where you can come. You know, let's be honest, probably about 5% of groomers go to trade shows.
Right.
So this is where you can touch your shears, try the uniform on, you can smell those perfumes, you can have a conversation. And even trade shows are getting busy and busier, right? I mean, Hershey's unwalkable. I feel like it's just so busy now. And here you have an opportunity to come and see the products and talk to us without a rush. We always laugh when people drive to our showroom. Sometimes they don't leave for 1 hour, 2 hours. You know, we
At
joke
least,
around.
yeah, I'm thinking, gosh, I can spend all day there.
We joke around saying, like, don't they have somewhere to go? I think I'm the happiest when I look, and we're now in between two buildings. We operate between two buildings. One is the warehouse. And when we look across, we see our showroom. And let's say on a Monday, I see three mobile vans parked. It just brings us joy to service our clients and local clients. But you'll be surprised how many people say, oh, I'm on vacation and I flew into West Palm Beach because we're literally 5 minutes from the airport.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
And I flew in here, or I have family here. I heard about you. You know, I shop with you online, but I came to your showroom. And we have people driving from Miami and Orlando. We have our team members speak Spanish, so obviously Latin groomers need. You know, everybody needs education, but I feel like
Yeah.
there are not enough resources for them in their own language.
Yeah.
So we really can try to support them and give them what they need.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are the hours of your showroom? Is that like a Monday through Friday thing, or I mean, what's the availability of that for people that are thinking about checking it out?
So the showroom is open Monday through Friday, and we open at 9 and we finish at 5. But there's this best kept secret that if you call us and ask, you know, you can come. If we're here, you can come a little later. For sure, we work a lot of weekends preparing for trade shows. So sometimes it's by appointment. It's a sure thing if you just show up unannounced between 9 and 5 p.m. We are considering, we're hearing opening up one day where we're going to shift our hours and we will stay later. But in general, it's 9 to 5. And No, we work with people if they're coming from like really far on a weekend. If we're there preparing for a trade show, we'll open up and we'll let you shop. And sometimes the trade show is not open yet, and competitors, something broke, they forgot something, and they run into the booth and they ask, "Are you open?" And we're like, "If the lights are on and there's no cover, we're open." So, we never say no to people if we're there. We're not going to turn you away because it's during off hours if we're there.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
We really appreciate your
Yeah.
time this morning.
I love being here, guys. I appreciate you, and I think it's just so needed for groomers who cannot go to trade shows for whatever reasons. They have family, maybe their boss does not accommodate them. Just really appreciate everything you do and just celebrating your success. And I wanted to invite everybody, there are more good things coming, some website upgrades, new products. So come to petstore.direct. If you would like to become an affiliate, just go all the way to the bottom. There is a link on the homepage to sign up as an affiliate and let us know how we can support your podcast. Just thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. And then we will put that link in the show notes too. So if anybody wants that, they'll have really quick access to it as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Uh-oh.